The Council of Franks, on behalf of delicious Oscar Mayer 100% Beef Franks, has declared its official position. Oscar Mayer 100% Beef Franks are 100% Beef Frank delicious. This summer, choose delicious. Choose 100% beef. Keep it Oscar.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Fallon.
I'm Stephen Colbert.
I'm Jimmy Kimmel. I thought when you said Jimmy, you meant me, Jimmy, but you meant Jimmy, Jimmy.
I always mean you.
But when you Seth Meyers, who do you mean?
I mean John Oliver.
It's the five of us together for maybe an hour a day.
Strike Force 5 is the name of our podcast. Subscribe to it now.
So the five talk show hosts who don't have a job because of the writer's strike, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, John Oliver, and Seth Meyers have gotten together, put together a podcast. So I just saw Tyrus at the App Store. We go there all the time. And he was downloading the app to know to get the podcast. And I said, Tyrus, you want to come on and talk about it? Because you're in late night television with the number one show with Gutfeld. Tyrus is here. Tyrus got that memoir out. He's got a new book he's working on, too. But he's got a memoir that gives you an idea how he got to where he is today. What's your reaction to the five guys getting together just to talk?
You know, I always support you, but you were just completely dishonest with the American people. We go to the App Store, you and I. We go for video games and stuff. Let's be honest. All right? This is the first I've heard of it. Really? And I said, what do you mean, really?
They want to raise money. They want to raise money.
Yeah. The five of them get together. How long will those egos last? I mean, I get it. But even – I always think when stuff like that comes together, it's like it's out of desperation. Obviously, they want the strike to be over. I guess I never heard of improv. But and get back to work. But it's a nice attempt, I think. Together, you know, if they film it, maybe – they can give us a little run for our money. But.
So, Tyrus, this is a couple of things. Do you know, did you watch late night television at all growing up?
Oh, of course. I mean, I watched Johnny Carson. Right. I watched Letterman.
Arsenio was good.
Arsenio was like, hey, we could do this too. And, you know, and
Bill Clinton famously played the saxophone. He used to be where things happened.
He had that. And then, of course, Jay Leno was good. And so. You watched it as much as I could, you know, being in school and stuff. You know, it was only like Friday nights. But and then I watched more of the old Carson stuff because that's when it was just funny. When he had like Don Rickles on there and he had Sammy Davis Jr. on there and they had the great TV actors from that day.
And it would be so much be unscripted.
Oh, it would just be
everything now
just
is
go.
Such a promo.
Well, they can't work because they no one to write their jokes for them. I think that should say a lot to the fans. You know, that should be like, you know, the stuff they say, they're just reading a teleprompter. So really, the ones you miss are the writers.
Right.
So maybe the writers should get paid more.
If I remember correctly, Leno, when they went on strike, took a week off and they said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to write my own stuff. He was writing his own monologues.
Yeah, because he was talented.
And he's a workhorse.
He's a workhorse. Like, you know, you think Carson would ad-lib, you know, but I guess the other side of it, it's a show of solidarity. That we won't work while we're supporting. But then they go out and they do a podcast, so they are kind of working.
So this is what bothers me. The history of television is competition. Today's show, Good Morning America, Carson, Joey Bishop, you know, you, Dick Cavett. And he stopped talking to you. Don Rivers, they never talked again. You going to come against me? I'm never talking to you again. Letterman and Leno fractured the friendship, fractured. Oh, really? Yeah. You got the Tonight Show over me? I'm doing my own thing. Those are the days. That's America.
Right.
You going to compete with me? These guys don't compete.
They actually swap shows.
I
guarantee you if any of them was in first place, it'd be different. Let me tell you what we did. Let me tell you what the Gutfeld did because we, for whatever reason, don't get invited to the Emmys, right? Probably because we don't cut the check.
Right.
But they knew better than to give the Emmy to the second best, which is probably Colbert. Colbert, I think, is the toughest competition we have. So instead of that, they gave it to John Oliver, which was the lowest rated show. So we
HBO
made
HBO once a week.
Yeah, we made the late night Emmy a participation award, and I am more prouder than that than of actually winning an Emmy because we took the establishment and they gave it to the lowest rated show.
That's so interesting, yeah.
So that shows, although they pretend like we don't exist, but they weren't willing to give they weren't willing to admit they were going to have to take the silver. So I take that as, that in itself is when they won't show up, when they refuse to take second,
mm-hmm.
You're in their head.
So a couple of things. I don't know where you were when Stephen Colbert first launched. He was getting zero ratings. The only reason he got ratings is because he just went all on the offense against Donald Trump.
Right.
Well, they wouldn't even split it. Like, if you watch Leno, sometimes they'll do this thing with Jimmy Fallon, where Jimmy Fallon says, you know, my calves bother me. I need a break. And he'll walk out, and Leno takes over out of respect.
Right.
And he'll come into his mouth. You know what he does? Immediately starts hitting both sides. And guess what happens? Both sides laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's an equal opportunity offender. Why do you see it ever coming back?
Because here's the deal. There's the Trump hysteria. There was a short-term spike in it. CNN went all in. All these media guys went in. All these journalists went in. And you look at the guys who were at the forefront of the attacking the Trump train. What's his name? CNN. Don Lemon went hard in the pain. So did Acosta.
Jake Tapper.
Jay kind of does the thing where he'll say something and then kind of like apologetically back out of it. But Acosta went all in. He was all in. He was his nemesis. He hassled
rude
him
as hell.
Could just nonstop. And when it was over, wow, you've been in the gym, huh, bro?
Did you see that? Just,
wow.
I just ripped the microphone off.
Acosta really bothered you. But
no, it's okay. It's okay, Eric. We can wait till the break.
And
look at that.
But once it was over, he went away. They gave him a show. It tanked out. You know, that's the thing. They all went in because, you know, Fallon had that great bit with Trump, President Trump's hair. And he caught so much hell for it. But everyone was laughing. He had everybody.
It was
funny.
And they
bet on the half the country. But they realized that the other half of the country who works and comes home at night, those are the ones who are sitting and watching 11 o'clock to laugh and go to bed. So they just basically kind of spit in the face of half the country, and then they are shocked that their numbers went in the tanks because the people they bet on, once the Trump thing was done, they didn't stay with him. They didn't come back. CNN is like battling with HLN.
So I was talking to Pierce yesterday, and he's friends with James Corden.
Yeah.
And James Corden had very creative stuff. Of course, he had to do his obligatory Trump's terrible. But he used to do plays. Like he used to stop traffic and do mini plays while the light was red and then come back. They used to do extraordinary things. But know what they said? The amount of money you're costing me to do this show, where Letterman used to thrive in that area, yep. Actually the exact same show, I'm not getting the ratings. So basically they can't afford him anymore. So he's like, I'll just go back to England. That things are changing right before our eyes.
Well, the thing is, here's what it is. When you come on at 12 midnight, the viewer is not trying to be scared or angered. They're trying to go to sleep with a smile on their face. And you want to make everybody laugh and happy. And plays on the road, I would rather hear than bashing a president that half the country voted for.
Right.
Like, there was no money and sense in it. And then some of his off-the-field stuff was a little weird. But again, it goes to the same thing where –
You mean in the restaurant when he blew up at people?
Yeah. You know, but you get into this thing where the best thing to do is make fun of everybody. The Don Rickles philosophy is what I live my life by. I make fun of Trump. I even occasionally, although I don't make fun of you because that's all Gutfeld does.
That's all he does.
My role is to be like, why?
Why?
Why? Jimmy's a good guy, man. What are we doing here?
Like, right. And if you can't convince him.
I mean, I heard of shooting in the tent, but like throwing dynamite sticks in the tent is ridiculous.
Right.
I was shocked when Perino took a shot at you.
No way.
Yeah. And I was like, what are we? You too? Yeah. She took a shot
Allison,
at you.
Was I not informed of this? Are you trying to keep me? When Dana Perino turns.
Dana Perino hosts the show. And I believe it had to do with some level of creepiness. And your picture popped up, and I just went, you too, Dana?
At two. Perino.
Wow. So I will have you know, last night when I hosted, there were no Kilmeade shots.
Would you have taken them out?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
You wrote it.
I write my own stuff.
Oh, okay.
So at no point was I going to shoot who – I just don't understand it. Like, anybody who needs help, Kilmeade's there because it's not like you're going home. Like, you know, you don't even have lunch breaks.
Right.
That's what I
do eat at my desk.
Yeah, you do. You know.
You say that's what my backpack's for?
Yeah, that's keep your good stuff in there.
Darius, last thing. Is I had I interviewed Greg twice in a half hour, one for Fox and Friends, and then one for the Saturday Show.
Yeah,
for his book Late Night, and in it we bumped in the Fox and Friends with all his hits on me.
Right,
and I said, "Explain yourself," and we just went back and forth. People are writing headlines. Kilmeade gets his revenge. Right. Demands it. That's not what I said. We're just having fun. Explain it. But it goes to show you, even though we're in the media, anytime you do something on Fox, they're not going to understand it.
No, well, or they're going to try to make it literal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, absolutely literal.
Yeah.
You know, because I said I was talking about, we were talking about neo-pronouns, right? And basically my philosophy on that is if you are spending time inventing things for yourself instead of competing, like if you're not doing well in school, then you say, well, you're not you identify as a non-school learner, you know, or whatever the hell it is. And I said, if my children came home with that attitude and instead of doing their homework, they said, these are my pronouns, Daddy. I said, well, my pronoun would have been, I think I said butt whipping, but I used the A word. Right? Next day. Tyrus threatens to assault children.
That's right. I saw that. I never read the article.
No one read the article. Yeah. Like at least when we had like the old tabloids, it'd be like Tyrus has a lucid affair with Batwoman. You know,
that
like something
been better.
Cool, like cooler.
Right.
Tyrus finally fit on alien spaceship. Hopefully they'll keep him.
Right.
So, you know, but like it's just that's the they try to go literal to try to get a thing, you know, and you going after Gutfeld, I think it's past words. I think it's passwords. I'm retired. I happen to know a promoter by the name of Billy Corgan. You know, at some point, I think you got to say, with your UFC background and your clear upper body strength, you just ripped the microphone off the
floor. Right, right, yeah.
I think it's time to call Gutfeld out. Man to man, let's settle this in the ring. And let's just make it happen.
Do we make it early morning or late night?
Oh, you make it early morning.
Okay.
Because that way it will be quick. And literally, as soon as you get done, we'll have your suit pressed and ready for you, and you won't miss any of your hits.
You remember Brian Kilmeade did the first five UFCs.
That's what I'm saying.
I went to school on this stuff.
You went to school stuff. You hung out with one of the toughest human beings on the planet, Jim Brown.
Right.
Like, you have complete advantage.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, my fellow Fox Across Americans, you probably heard about Liver Health Formula Supplement many times, but did you know they already sold over 2 million bottles? Wow. And why is this so popular, you ask? It's because the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. So it's not surprising many folks are searching for help, but people nowadays are throwing everything at their livers. GMOs, cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, statins, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes us gain weight and feel tired all the time. For decades, your liver's helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It is time to help your liver. Liver Health Formula. It's an all-natural supplement. It contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Listeners of my show can take advantage of the special offer. You can try Liver Health Formula and get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy, too. So join their happy customer list by visiting GetLiverHelp.com/Jimmy and claim your free bonus gift. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Jimmy. You gotta love yourself or ain't nobody gonna love you, girlfriend. So go to GetLiverHelp.com/Jimmy now.
Between the kids being home and hosting, everything in our house gets used up in summer. With Instacart, I can save money by stocking up on all my favorite summer brands. I save time by getting everything delivered in as fast as an hour. And I save myself a sink full of dirty dishes by stocking up on paper plates for the annual summer cookout. Save more on summer essentials? Spend more time enjoying summer. Add summer to cart. Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, whose own story personifies what good education can do, called it a national humiliation. And for once, she wasn't talking about Kilmeade's haircut.
So, Tyrus, I can't. Give me a second to compose myself. Yeah, Dana Perino. I'm the only person she's ever went after, ever.
Oh, and if you would have kept that going, you would have heard us like, why? Why? I threw my hands up. Why? What are we doing here? Kilmeade's on a... And here's the thing. She also used foul language. She dropped an MF-er at the end of her thing. She was like...
Not to do with me.
No, she was jacked, too. Like, she had done some planks or some pull-ups.
Yeah, she was
like, She was... I had never seen this side of her. It was completely aggressive. And I don't understand it. You guys worked together on the five that day. There was no reason for hostilities. I just, you know, I don't know.
Put it this way. Not only did I work the next day, and there was not even acknowledgement of the shot given. She must think that I'm over it. I am not over it.
You know what she assumes is because you get up early. I think Greg thinks the same thing. There's no way he's going to see this.
Yeah, but the problem
is, you have eyes and ears everywhere.
I do. And the problem is now it's on at 10 o'clock, so I'm watching the repeat when I'm coming to work. So I see it all. Yeah. And my self-esteem will never recover.
I mean, let's just – what's going on with Dana? You and I are having a heartfelt thing about my retirement, and she talks about my calves?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is with all the anger?
I know. It's unbelievable.
To a guy who never skips leg day, like squirrels confuse my legs for trees. Like, it's just – it was just unbelievably
I don't want
cold.
To put you on the spot, but after this, I have a few reads to do. Do you want to go to Human Resources?
You know what? No, can you imagine running her in the hallway? She terrorizes me. There's two people I fear at Fox. That's Judge Jeanine and Dana Perino. I always stay on their good side.
There's one thing you'll never see: Tyrus in the waiting room inside Human Resources to file a complaint.
I think they'd be like, "Are you kidding me? Your feelings are hurt."
So
look at you.
The other thing that I find fascinating is this guy Oliver Anthony. I read a column yesterday by Nicholas Kristof in the New York Times. Every Democrat hates it. And he said, "What happened to the Democratic Party? If you listen to the words, if you listen to what he said, that used to be the Democratic Party. He's going to bat for the little guy who says that they get taxed too much and other people don't. North of Richmond used to be a problem. Did everything goes outside the joke when he said, if you're 5'3" and 300 pounds, I don't want to support your junk food. Besides that, he says everything else he said used to be the Democratic Party. And then he got mad that the Republicans were saying, you're my anthem. So here he is on Joe Rogan. I want you to hear some of it.
When a person like yourself gets labeled a right-wing, left-wing fanatic, like right out of the gate.
both in like a week and a half. Then, yeah, at least I know I'm doing something right.
You know, why do people have to attack?
Well, I think it's just for whatever reason. I'm the subject matter the last couple weeks. In everyone's defense, I probably haven't. I've waited for this opportunity, I guess, to really have a real conversation with somebody about whatever it is I am. So people are just trying to find who's this Oliver Anthony guy and what is he and where does he work and who did he vote for and what's his family like and yada, because they want to sort of build this image of whatever it is that the person behind the song represents, for better or for worse.
Right.
It's really funny to watch on my end, because obviously I know what's true and what's not. And so, like, just even what I've skimmed through of people sending me, like singing at the Super Bowl, like how many people have formed an opinion about whether or not I should be paid to sing at the Super Bowl. Like, I'm not singing at the Super Bowl. That's just somebody made up. There's been hundreds of hours of people's time wasted probably talking about all these little, like, things that don't even exist. It's just somebody made them up and put them on the internet. And so I'm just letting them ride. I think it's great.
It's wild.
I just think it's great, like, that at least the last couple of weeks I've been able to entertain everyone and get everyone's mind off, like, all the other horrible stuff that's going on in the world right now.
So what do you think, Tyrus? What do you think about the phenom a week later?
You know, I think here's the point. And I think what happened to the Democratic Party is pretty easy. Bernie Sanders brought the socialism in, and it just spread because now moderate Democrats are considered right wing. Like, Bill Maher has not changed his politics at all, but he's right wing. You know what? But it's not just him. It's everybody. You know, recently there was an article written about me, how my net worth was, I think it was $5 million, but I had blown it all on poker and drugs.
And nothing to do with
that. I just wrote back, sir, I've never played poker. You know, it's just they try to throw things on the wall for the reaction. You know, they get the reaction, because usually if you say 10 bad things about somebody, they're hoping that the laws of averages, 40% of it will be right, and then you just connect the thing with feelings. And there's no facts, and just anything that's said against the narrative, because it's the progressive party now. And they're the minority, but they're convincing everyone that they're this giant thing.
But the voting base, the blue collars, is moving to Republicans. I mean, no, they've picked it up.
If you're – because of very simple things. When you go to the grocery store and your average bill for the last – and not to, let's take President Trump out of it. During Obama, grocery bills weren't ridiculous either. So if you averaged $150 a week for a family of four for groceries, and then all of a sudden that same grocery bill is now $300, you're going to have a problem. Because that money has to come from somewhere else. And then all of a sudden your light bill's up 40% because the taxes to keep your light bill going. And no one – everyone talked about gas. No one talked about electricity. Electricity bills were killing people.
Utility, absolutely.
At one point you were looking at – now all of a sudden your light bill was $85. Now it's $285. So now that's $500 that you're out now and you're not getting a raise. That's – all that really they care about. When their check comes and they divide it up, I got to pay for this, I got to pay for that, pay for that. And then, like, they don't have anything left.
What do we promote for Tyrus?
Oh, you know, I got my live events. You look it up on my link tree. And, of course, Nuff Said comes out in November. You can pre-order now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
All right, good. We'll promote each other's books.
And I will not insult you on air.
Thank you.
Only in person.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.